Hey everybody, and welcome to Top 10 Teaching. This is the podcast where we discuss all things teaching and aim to connect with top teachers everywhere. I'm your host, Derek Crabtree. Kelsey's on vacation this week, so it'll just be me on this episode. But man, do I have some really good content for you guys. Today, I'll be sharing with you my top 5 fictional characters and lessons we can learn from them in teaching. Now, these are not necessarily my favorite fictional characters, but they are characters I believe that have traits and values that we can learn from as educators. At the end of this episode, if you have any characters that you think are worth mentioning, let us know on social media. The show is on Twitter and Instagram at Top10Teaching, or you can use the hashtag Top10Teaching. Remember, the 10 is T-E-N-N. You can also contact us at Top10Teaching.com. Also, please leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this podcast. That really helps new listeners find the show. And remember, we're having a giveaway going on. If you're one of the first to leave us some feedback or a story from your school year on our SpeakPipe, which can be found on our website, you will win a free copy of the book Empower by John Spencer and AJ Giuliani. This is a great book about empowering students to own their learning. Thank you for all of your support, and we look forward to hearing from your feedback and sharing your stories from throughout the school year. And now, let's go to our top 10 teacher tip of the week. So, do you need a way to post what you missed today where all kids and parents can access it? How about Google Slides? So this tip comes from Jake Miller, who can be found at Jake Miller Tech. And his idea here is to use Google Slides to put missing work or any kind of classwork to help you reach students who have missed school or parents who are looking for makeup work. So what you'll do is you'll make one slide for each date with the most recent date as the first slide. You'll post what you did in class on that day, and you can also add links, videos, and other types of media and things like that. You have to set the file as public or share with the appropriate email domains, but then it can be emailed to parents, bookmarked on computers, or even embedded on Google Sites, which is what I do in my own personal classroom. And I actually use this for not only missing work, but for bell ringers to start class as well. I'll put the day's date and the bell ringer information and make sure that that slide is the first slide every single day. And that way I've got that posted on my website, my Google Classroom, and my students know where to find it. So without further ado, let's get into our content for this episode. Our top fictional characters and lessons we can learn from them in teaching. All right, coming in at 5 on our list is one of my favorite fictional characters, and I'll be honest, I probably could have found a better character, but I just really like this one. Number 5 is Darth Vader from the Star Wars series. Now, according to Darth Vader's Wikipedia page, originally a Jedi prophesied to bring balance to the Force, Anakin Skywalker is lured to the dark side of the Force by Emperor Palpatine, who is secretly a Sith Lord. After fighting a lightsaber battle with his former mentor Obi-Wan Kenobi, in which he is dismembered, Vader is transformed into a cyborg. He then serves the Galactic Empire as Darth Vader until he redeems himself by saving his son, Luke Skywalker, from Palpatine and sacrificing his own life in the process. What teachers can learn from Darth Vader is that no matter how dark and gloomy things may seem, or no matter how long you've been doing what you're doing, it's never too late to change. In the first two films, Darth Vader is the main villain and probably the most notable villain of all time. Yet in Return of the Jedi, Darth Vader finds the good within himself and saves his own son, Luke, from the evil Emperor. As teachers, it's easy to see the dark side of things and stay in the jaded and the negative. However, like Darth Vader, it is possible to learn new things. It is possible to find goodness not only in yourself but in others. So, be like Darth Vader, not the bad force-choking Darth Vader, but the good saving the galaxy Darth. Save the galaxy that is your classroom or your school. It's never too late to do good. And what I like to do for each of these characters is give you some lines from a movie that I feel like embodies the characteristics and the lessons that we can learn from them. So, at the end of Return of the Jedi, Darth Vader says to Luke, "Help me take this mask off." Luke says, "But you'll die." Darth Vader says, "Nothing can stop that now. Just for once, let me look on you with my own eyes." Luke takes off the mask one piece at a time, and underneath he sees this pale, scarred, bald-headed old man that is his father, Anakin. Anakin sadly looks at Luke, but then gives a tired smile and says, "Now, go, my son, and leave me." Luke says, "Nope, you're coming with me. I'll not leave you here. I've got to save you." And Anakin says, "You already have, Luke. You were right. You were right about me. Tell your sister that you were right." Anakin smiles, and his eyes begin to droop as he slumps into death while giving one last dying breath. And Luke says, "Father, I won't leave you." So that's an example of Darth Vader, after pretty much a lifetime of the dark side and doing bad things, he's finally found a way to find the goodness within himself and do good things. So number five on the list was Darth Vader. All right, that brings us to number four on the list, and one of my probably, I'm not a huge fan of these movies, but I am a big fan of the character. Number four would be Mary Poppins. And what we can get from Mary Poppins is her ability to think outside of the box as educators. According to Mary Poppins' Wikipedia page, a quintessential English nanny, Mary Poppins is a slightly stern but caring woman who uses magic and self-control to take care of the Banks children. She is usually identifiable by her sensible hat and parrot umbrella, which she brings with her wherever she goes on outings. She is kind towards the children, but can be firm when needed. She is practically perfect in every way. In the film version, she is a young woman with an air of grace and elegance about her. What teachers can learn from Mary Poppins is the importance of thinking outside the box to solve a problem. For example, when the Banks children refuse to take the required medicine from their nanny, does Mary Poppins give up and call it quits? No, she comes up with an annoyingly catchy song about sugar and medicine and whatnot. If you're familiar with the newer film, Mary Poppins Returns, the children don't want to take a bath. Mary Poppins reacts by using some imagination, a little reverse psychology, to get the children to perform the task. Likewise, in our classrooms, teachers can find more than one way to skin a cat when it comes to our lessons and our learning. Students all have unique learning needs, and everyone enjoys using creativity. Thus, using innovative and new ways to teach lessons is almost a requirement for teachers today. And the quote that I have for Mary Poppins is, "When you change the view from where you stood, the things you will view will change for good." So, be like Mary Poppins, think outside the box, and I'm sure as teachers we've all had an experience or all had an opportunity to teach a new lesson in a different way, or find at least a new creative, maybe even magical way to get the lesson to the kids and to have the learning really kind of hit home. So that's number four on our list, Mary Poppins. And number three on our list, and again, if you know me in real life, you kind of really understand. I'm a big Star Wars fan, so naturally on the list, we have to have two characters from Star Wars. And number three on the list would be Master Yoda. Now, according to Master Yoda's Wikipedia page, Yoda is a fictional character in the Star Wars franchise created by George Lucas, first appearing in the 1980 film The Empire Strikes Back. In the original films, he trains Luke Skywalker to fight against the Galactic Empire. In the prequel films, he serves as the Grand Master of the Jedi Order and as a high-ranking general of clone troopers in the Clone Wars. Before his death in Return of the Jedi, at the age of 900, Yoda was the oldest living character in the Star Wars franchise in canon, until the introduction of Maz Kanata in The Force Awakens. Teachers can learn the importance of setting high expectations for their students from Master Yoda. In The Empire Strikes Back, Luke Skywalker crashes his X-Wing in the Dagobah system to find and receive training from Yoda. In one of the most iconic scenes of the film, Yoda tasks Luke with using the Force to pull his ship out of the swamp. Luke says that he will try And this is where we get the most famous quote from Master Yoda, maybe even one of the most famous quotes from movies, period. Do or do not, there is no try. From the beginning, Yoda makes it clear what his expectations are and that Luke's goal is to accomplish the task at hand. Likewise, as teachers, we need to set high expectations and high standards for our students. So just like Yoda pushed Luke to be the best Jedi he could be, we need to push our students to be the best that they can be at all times. So not only does Yoda do what's necessary in training Luke as a Jedi, also Yoda pushes Luke and makes Luke go above or go beyond what he thinks himself that he's capable of. And so that's something that I find in this character of Yoda that we as teachers can really embody, is pushing our students to be a better version of themselves. So if you're in class or whatever role you have with your students or in education, if you're coaching or training or whatever, don't be afraid to push your students or whoever it is to be better and to push them to go farther than maybe even they're comfortable going. So that's one thing that I found that we could really take away from Yoda, the character, in Star Wars, is to set high expectations for your students and push them to go beyond their comfort or beyond what they believe their abilities to be. All right, so that takes us to number two on the list, Indiana Jones. So if you know me, you probably know I really love me some George Lucas, big Star Wars fan, really love Indiana Jones. So according to Indiana Jones Wikipedia page, Dr. Henry Walton, quote, Indiana Jones, is the title character and the protagonist of the Indiana Jones franchise. George Lucas created the character in homage to the action heroes of the 1930s film serials. The character first appeared in the 1981 film Raiders of the Lost Ark, to be followed by Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom in 1984, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade in 1989, The Young Indiana Jones Chronicles from 1992 to 1996, and Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull in 2008. The character is also featured in novels, comics, video games, and other media. Jones is also featured in several Disney theme parks, including the Indiana Jones Adventure, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Peril, and the Epic Stunt Spectacular attractions. Jones is characterized by his iconic accessories, his bullwhip, fedora, satchel, and leather jacket. He has a wry sense of humor, a deep knowledge of ancient civilizations and languages, and, of course, a fear of snakes. Now, this one is really also a personal favorite character of mine, and by that I mean I was Indiana Jones way more than once for Halloween. So Dr. Jones is a mild-mannered professor of archaeology and is equipped with the traditional professor tweed jacket and glasses and all. Now, that's except for when he is tasked with a mission. It is then that Dr. Jones turns into Indiana, clad in fedora and bullwhip and bomber jacket. The thing we can pick up from Indy as teachers is his willingness to jump right into any situation and get his hands dirty. As teachers, it can be really easy to simply sit back and let things be the way that they are. I know I find myself doing this sometimes as well. There are times in every teacher's school year where they face a need or a task. That need may be that of a student, a colleague, or otherwise. When we face those needs, we need to be like Indiana Jones and be willing to get involved. We need to be willing to put on the hat and break out the bullwhip and jump into a pit of snakes and get the job done. So, with Indiana Jones, of course, the thing here is, you know, he does his job at the beginning of the movies, and whatever ridiculous mission or task comes at hand, he's willing to change and just get right into it. And he doesn't simply watch things go or let things pass him by. He gets involved. And so, of course, as teachers, that's something that I think that we need to embody as well. If we see something in our school, we need to get involved. If we see a student that's struggling, we need to get involved. And this can take on a variety of different things. If you see some trash in the hallway at your school, you're walking down the hall, Don't just simply pass it by. You know, get your hands dirty, pick it up, get involved, and do whatever you do, like Indiana Jones, to make the world a better place. Do whatever it is that you need to do to make your school a better place. So, Indiana Jones is coming in at, I believe that was number 3 on our list. And the quote that I've got from Indiana Jones, I don't really have a way to make this relate to teaching, but it is one of my favorite quotes. If you know Indiana Jones, he does not like snakes. And so a classic quote from him would be, "Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?" And I guess I think that would be a good way to kind of embody the, even if it's stuff that you don't like to do or you're not excited about doing, jump in and do it anyway. So to save, I believe, the in that quote, the damsel in distress, Indiana Jones jumps into a tomb or a pit of venomous asps, snakes, and gets the job done. So yeah, that's Indiana Jones coming in at number 2 on our list. So that brings us, of course, to number 1. And this guy is one of my all-time favorite characters. I think there's so many different lessons that we can learn from him. I could probably do a whole episode on just this character alone. But number 1 on the list from the Harry Potter series would be Professor Albus Dumbledore. Now, according to his Wikipedia page, Professor Albus Percival Wulfric Brian Dumbledore is a fictional character in J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series. For most of the series, he is the headmaster of the Wizarding School Hogwarts. As part of his backstory, it is revealed that he is the founder and leader of the Order of the Phoenix, an organization dedicated to fighting Lord Voldemort. It's hard to find a character that embodies what it means to be a teacher better than Albus Dumbledore. Not only was Professor Dumbledore the headmaster of a prestigious wizarding school, but he was a personal mentor to the story's main character, Harry Potter. Throughout the course of J.K. Rowling's books, Harry Potter has to complete a series of tasks in order to defeat the villain Lord Voldemort. Now, Dumbledore aids Harry time and time again in his quest to defeat Voldemort, yet Dumbledore never really gets in Harry's way in accomplishing his objectives. I think as teachers, we can learn the value of empowering our students to achieve their goals. Like Dumbledore, we need to equip our students with the tools they need to overcome obstacles and meet their targets, whether in school or in life. And like Dumbledore, we cannot simply do everything for our students. We can't be lawnmower teachers. We must find a way to give them the tools they need to succeed, and really as teachers, to get out of their way. Sometimes I think as teachers, we have kind of control issues, and we want to control too many things of our students' learning. And whether, you know, we micromanage everything from, you know, where students sit in the classroom to exactly what they read and when they read it. And sometimes we even find ourselves unnecessarily reading things to students for them. But I think sometimes as teachers, it's just important to give our students the tools they need and to just simply get out of the way of the learning. Let the learning occur naturally. And that's something that, you know, we can find from Dumbledore in the Harry Potter series. So if you're ever familiar with the Harry Potter series or any of that, you know that Dumbledore is the one who kind of guides Harry on his journey and his mission in defeating Lord Voldemort, but he never actively really intervenes and gets in Harry's way of accomplishing this. He knows that it has to be Harry. He knows it's Harry's task to complete. And so what he does is he gives Harry the appropriate tools, and he equips him with the things that he needs to be successful in his journey, but he allows Harry the room to grow and the room to discover and accomplish the task on his own. So that's just something that I really, you know, every time I watch these movies, I always pick up from Dumbledore is his ability to get out of his students' way. So not only is Dumbledore a professor and an actual teacher, but I find this trait very impressive, and one that I think that all teachers can really pick up from him. So, you know, if you're a teacher, an educator, or a coach of any kind, that's something that you can do and take from Dumbledore, is equip your people with what they need and then get out of the way of the learning. Allow them the room to struggle sometimes. And if you watch any of the Harry Potter films, you definitely know Harry struggles. And I would argue Harry Potter's probably one of the least effective characters in the story. And if it wasn't from all of the support that Harry gets, in the stories or the movies, I don't think he would accomplish his task. So, be like Dumbledore and equip your students with what they need. Don't be a lawnmower teacher and mow down all of your students' problems for them. Give them what they need and then get out of the way. So the quote that I've got for Albus Dumbledore, he says, "You fail to recognize that it matters not what someone is born, but what they grow to be." And that's from Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. So I like that quote because it doesn't matter where you're coming from, but it matters what you grow into. So there's a little bit of growth mindset there, and there's a little bit of, as teachers, get out of your students' way and allow them to grow. So that's the list. So going down from 5 to 1, we have Darth Vader coming in at number 5. And that's the what we can learn from Darth Vader is, of course, it's never too late to change. Coming in at number 4 would be Mary Poppins. And what we can learn from Mary Poppins as teachers is the ability to think outside the box. And then number 3 would be Master Yoda, also from the Star Wars franchise. What we can learn from Master Yoda is setting high expectations and standards for our students. Number 2 on the list was Indiana Jones, and what we can learn from Indiana Jones is the ability to jump in and get your hands dirty and get involved no matter what. And number 1 on the list was Albus Dumbledore, and what we can learn as teachers from Dumbledore is the ability to equip our students with what they need and then get out of the way. So that's our list. If you have anything that you think should be on the list, if you have any favorite fictional characters and things that we can learn from them as teachers or educators or coaches, feel free to list your favorite fictional characters. And that can be from anything, from books, movies, TV, songs, etc. You know, I made a list of about 20 people or 20 characters, but I only gave you my top 5. And of course, I've got characters from everything, from TV, movies. I even got a couple of characters from music that I like to listen to. So if you want to hit us up on our social media and leave us some of your favorites, or if you want to join our Facebook group, we have a very active and a very engaging Facebook group that you can be a part of. Just jump right in there. I'll probably throw a poll up there of your favorite fictional characters. Tell us what your favorite characters are and, leave us some comments. What are some lessons that we can learn from those characters as teachers or just as people? So, and that actually takes me into my recommendation for the week, which is make a list of your favorite fictional characters. And again, the characters can be from anything, books, movies, TV, music, etc. Just find some common traits among these characters. So once you're done with your list, find the traits that are common amongst these characters and find what you have in common with these traits. What do you like about them? What's worth learning from these characters? And as you go throughout the week, remember that these traits that you like, and try to do your best to emulate these traits. So our recommendation, a little outside the box this week, make a list of your favorite fictional characters, the traits that all of those characters have in common, and think of things that you can do this week to emulate those traits from your favorite characters. So that's our recommendation for the week. Don't forget to leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Follow us on social media. We're at Top 10 Teaching. You can find us at our website, top10teaching.com. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Top 10 Teacher. And remember, in all those, the 10 is T-E-N-N. Join our Facebook group and engage in a truly wonderful and exciting learning community. And of course, thanks for all the support. We really, truly appreciate it. Everyone who listens to the show and engages with us and gets involved, you guys are truly appreciated. And I can't stress that enough. This has been something that I've started just sort of out of a hobby and out of a passion of mine, but it's grown into something that's allowed me to connect with people and to get engaged with other teachers and educators. And I just can't stress how appreciative I am of that. So thank you again for all the support. It is truly appreciated. And I'll leave this episode this week with a quote. This is one that I found fitting for the episode. Comes from Albert Einstein. He says, "Logic will get you from A to B, but imagination will take you everywhere." So thank you for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode.